Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I've got to say that somebody's a sore loser. I think not even bothering to show up on the last day of the week because you're being thrashed 6-0 is pretty pathetic.
Oh, I'm sending him a virtual hug. I'm very worried. I'm ringing the police as we speak.
Yeah. Nat is, in a very literal sense, phoning this one in.
Well, it's about time he did.
Hello there. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was that sort of almost month when I just disappeared off the face of the earth in August, so fair play. Hello there. Welcome to Date Fighters, a podcast where we take things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, he's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tabley, and together we have scoured the annals of history to find things that might entertain and delight you that happened on this day. Joining us to decide which is the most exciting, important, thrilling is Lizzie Marmaduke Roper, who once again will cast her beady eyes over the frankly disappointing fish courses we provide her from our local pond. I don't know, didn't think that metaphor through all the way to the end.
Well done, well done. My my eyes are so beady, I'm practically a potato. Bring it on, gentlemen, bring it on.
That's a great vegan horror film, that, the potatoes have eyes. It's like your worst nightmare as a vegan.
Coming for you.
A big shout out to Flora. Well done for taking your entirely vegan range and deciding to de-veganize one of your margarines.
What?
But that's enough about that.
Why would they do that?
I know! It's like Tesla saying, well, we listen to our customers and some of them do prefer the economy of a diesel car. So we're going to... It's like, come on, you were the future. Anyway, Lizzie Roper, you are here and I thank you for that.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty slick
bedroom.
As well. It felt like...
Yeah,
I like a bit of back bedroom.
I'm in my flannelette pajamas. I'm all cozy.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm 1973.
What were we looking at bedtime wise?
We're looking at Marks & Spencer's range. They're sort of grey, furry dots with, of course, dogs with scarves all over them. Because if bedtime isn't about a dog in a scarf, I don't know what it is.
For me, a car battery and a lot of screaming, but. I sort of meant time-wise. What sort of time are we talking nowadays, Lizzie?
What, going to bed?
For bedtime, yeah.
Well, I like to be in bed, about 10:30, 10:45. I then spend far too long on the internet looking at woodworking YouTube videos.
Dirty.
I'll
bet you've turned a few lathes in your time.
I was wood turning on Wednesday evening. I've joined the local wood turning club. I cannot tell you how much happiness that gives me. I made not one, but two doorstops. Oh, yes. Chase me. Chase me.
Can we see your doorstops?
Yeah, I'll send you a post. They're really good.
I'll send you
a photo. You can put it on the website.
Amazing. We'll do that. All right. Yes. This is usually the point where Nat sort of tries to make everything stop by saying, I'm going to take you back to. So let's see if he's done that.
I would like to take you back to the 17th of October, 1973. Mm. And perhaps the worst news the environment has ever had. It's the OPEC oil embargo. As a result of the Yom Kippur War in the beginning of October, 1973, also known as the Arab-Israeli War, when Egypt and Syria invaded Sinai and the Golan to try and get back territory taken during the 1967 Six-Day War, as a result of which Israel beat them and took back all of Sinai and all of the Golan Heights, the oil-producing companies in OPEC decided to punish those Western countries they saw as being too supportive of the Israeli regime, specifically Canada, the Netherlands, Japan, the UK and America. This led to oil from oil jumping from $3 a barrel to $12 a barrel. And by March 1974, there was a stock market crash and an oil shock. And ever since then, oil has been used as a means of political control by the OPEC countries, and has been the desire to get more oil has been key to the foreign policies of many Western countries. So this was the beginning, really, of American and British domestic consumers realizing that all it would take was someone to turn off the oil taps and they'd all be in real trouble, which was a guiding force in our foreign policy ever since. Although some people say that it also helped people diversify into other forms of power. It made the case for solar and for renewable energy, which is why that's all we use now. That's done. Well done. Well done that.
Very successful.
Anyway, the specific ecological tragedy of the OPEC oil embargo is my thing for the 17th of October. And just give Jake the points already. It's his birthday. I'm not even here. It's quite rude. But look, I didn't even bother to turn up. That's how much I know Jake's getting the points. Jake, what have you got for today?
Oh, thanks very much for asking, Virtual Nat. This is really weird. I would like to take you to the 17th of October, 1091.
Oh.
When a tornado rips through London. Actual London has an actual tornado.
That is so sexy.
I know. Listen, I don't know why this hasn't been turned into a movie. London Bridge was demolished, and rafters from St. Mary Le Bow, there were rafters 26 foot long, these rafters, huge bits of wood, were driven into the ground with such force that only 4 feet stuck up out of the surface. Other churches. Other churches.
It's very much like how David Attenborough likes to present, isn't it?
And 600 houses got demolished.
Yeah, but they were made of wood and matchsticks, weren't they?
Well, that was the thing. It was all basically made of matchwood in those days. They learned from that mistake, and when they rebuilt London, it was all made of
much
very solid
matches.
Fireproof material. Oh, no, hang on a minute. They just did it exactly the same way they'd done it all before. Guess what the population of London was in 1091?
Oh, wow. Was it 6,500 people?
It's not a bad guess. 18,000. So it's about about the size of Biggleswade.
I love Biggleswade.
Hopefully it's better than Biggleswade. And I can say that because I lived there for years. Out of a population of 18,000, only two people died. But it was a pretty...
How did they die? Were the rafter buried 4 feet deep in them?
Probably. They got stuck in the... Yeah.
How long does a tornado last for?
In my house, it...
Yes.
No, I don't.
I'll pull your finger, you show us a tornado.
They think it was a T8 tornado, which is... T11 is about as hard as you can go. You are talking about winds travelling at over 200 miles an hour. You're talking about cars being flung about.
Not in 1091, you're not.
No, but if they'd had them, they wouldn't have of anymore.
Carts and horses.
Carts with their horses plucked from the street.
Who
doesn't want to see... Like, Twister... It's one of those films. I've probably seen Twister more than almost any other film, just because sometimes it's all I can mentally take. But historical Twister, that would be amazing.
Naked, covered in flora. No, thank you.
Well, not anymore, no.
No. You wouldn't be able to play that game, would you? Your mum would be able to give you the time off. No, I'm sending a letter. Jake won't be playing Flora Twister, no.
Happy birthday to Jake Yap!
Hey!
The owner, founder, creator of this podcast. Well done, Jake Yap, on achieving the ripe old age of I won't say how many.
It's 47!
In an attempt to work out if there is any truth in horoscopes, here's a list of other people who were born on this day, and we can work out how close or not close they are to the personality of Jake Yap. Do we think that there is anything in common between Ziggy Marley, Matthew McFadden, Jake Yap, Eminem, Greg Wallace, Mark Gatiss, Peter Stringfellow.
Oh my god!
Those are all men. So apparently, being born really on this day makes you grow a penis. There's also alcoholic Montgomery Clift, alcoholic Margot Kidder, and George Wendt, who played the alcoholic Norm in sitcom Cheers. So happy birthday to all of them. And happy death day to Joan Hickson, who has a frankly insufficient Wikipedia page. If you are a Wikipedia editor who likes Joan Hickson, go and fix that. She was in Murder, She Said, the film, as a housemaid, but she then became the best Miss Marple, without doubt. She was in the Carry On films. She's brilliant. Oh, and also I should have mentioned Angela Lansbury's birthday yesterday. So between Angela Lansbury and Joan Hickson, we've got all of my old lady mystery solving crushes out of the way over the last 2 days. Lizzie, make your mind up.
Say, Jake, it's his birthday. He deserves it.
I don't know, but I'm so confused. When somebody says Greg Wallace, I just want to touch myself all over.
Wait, what? To check for a pulse. This is very sinister. What are you talking about? Are you saying you're attracted to Greg Wallace?
No. I remember now. No. It's the opposite, isn't it? It's completely the wrong one. No. Don't take me around a factory. Don't show me how biscuits are made. Leave me alone, Mr. Wallace, please.
Do you ever think about getting a Sharpie permanent marker?
Yeah.
Drawing a tiny little slit on his head. Just going the whole hog.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? That would be nice. You can't have a dream.
Yeah. By the way, fair play to Nat for, tacitly accusing me of alcoholism.
Since that's good.
Every time he hasn't been here, we've done that to him. So yes. Fair play, I think. Fair play.
And are you going to be drinking today on your birthday?
I don't know.
Oh gosh, it's your first lockdown birthday, isn't it? How does one celebrate a lockdown birthday these days? Talk me through it.
The same way I've celebrated the last 40.
Just crying yourself to sleep in your
home,
big pillow.
Crying.
That's what Jesus would have done, isn't it?
Of course, that's what he would have done.
Are you not having a special dinner?
I'm sure there'll be all kinds of special things unfurled.
Have you had a present?
I've had several presents from amazing people who support our sister, brother, cousin podcast.
Oh,
not today, thank you.
What have you got?
I've been sent stuff. Well, I don't. I'm not going to lie to you. At the time of recording this podcast, I haven't actually opened all my presents for the other podcast. But somebody sent the most intriguing of all of them, which I will. Because I didn't know it was a. I still don't really know. I don't know who it's from.
Oh.
Someone sent me like a matchbox, a little model, Ford Transit van.
Wow.
And I think it's because I mentioned that I really like Ford Transits. And someone's bought me a Ford Transit van, and I don't know who, and I don't know how, I don't know.
All you've got to do now is shrink yourself small enough to get inside it and drive off into the sunset.
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, okay. Right. Let's look at this. 1973, OPEC. Nat understands everything, explains it beautifully, and still manages to leave me utterly confused. Well done. I feel so bad because Nat's brain is so vast and he does explain things so clearly, and I wish he was my dad and my teacher and my friend and my lover. But
Do you think having a dad and a lover is that the way forward?
Oh, you're so picky, you. Get off your high horse.
I'm not going to judge.
Well, it'd be one
saves,
or the other,
it saves
it?
On cards.
Yeah, doesn't it? Doesn't it? That's why Hallmark exists.
I think it's just right.
Yes. So, yet again, I'm left feeling enlightened and yet dirty by Nat's contribution. 1091, we've got a tornado. London Bridge is falling down.
I've got to say, I don't really know how I could achieve anything better than enlightened and dirty. Like, I mean, what more could you want from an evening?
Oh, it's the only reason I turn up endlessly hoping for it. I'm like Buddha in sexy lingerie.
So am I.
So my darling, it is your birthday. Your fact did tickle my bits.
Oh.
And you today are today's winner, making you the winner of the week in
That's
a staggering 7-0 victory.
Phenomenal. I wonder if there's one more file here from Nat, and I wonder if it's going to be him disclosing, because he could still win a point, disclosing what fib he snuck in this week.
Yeah, because he's good at that, and I'm very good. For a start, I haven't written anything down, and secondly, I never noticed it at the time. So thirdly, I'm an idiot. Fourthly, as usual.
Let's have a listen.
And I've got a good excuse for not really being here.
Oh. That's the top of the show, which I didn't know he'd done.
Oh, that's nice.
So, well, I guess maybe tomorrow we'll find out what his fib was. Shall I tell you what mine was, or do you want to save it up for tomorrow?
Maybe we should save it up for tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
God, I won't be able to sleep tonight!
Yes, we will. 11:15.
Yes. Lovely. Well, you go and stuff your face with birthday cake.
Okay,
and
you
promises.
Go and find... I believe there are some quite convincing fake nudes of Greg Wallace online, so help yourself to that.
Thanks. And that's my birthday present from you.
Happy
Thank
birthday
you
to you
much.
Too. Yeah. Lots of love. We will see
Hooray!
You tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
We can't
to
do that.
You
don't do that. We can't. We have to pay for that. Bye.
Really? Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.